Proclamation number 8454, dated the March 31st, 1963. Jesus taught love on earth. Jesus' soul brought love along with it to earth, and therefore he was able to take excessive suffering upon himself, since love gave him the strength to do so. He knew that people were especially lacking love and were therefore weak and powerless. Although they also sheltered a tiny spark of love, hence they were capable of love, nevertheless, they were unwilling to love because it was smothered by my adversary, who increasingly stimulated their selfish love and prevented selfless love from coming through. Consequently, Jesus exemplified a life of love to people. Jesus only treated his fellow human beings with kindness. He healed their afflictions, he comforted them and helped wherever help was needed. He was unselfish and always willing to ease people's fate on earth. He taught them why they should live a life of love. He warned them of the consequences of a heartless way of life, just as he repeatedly demonstrated to them the effects of a life of love and provided the proof himself by being capable of great feats of strength, by healing the sick and performing miracles by virtue of his constantly increasing love, for he was closely united with God, the eternal love itself. And therefore Jesus taught people to establish the bond with God, the eternal Father, which can only take place through love and through heartfelt prayer. All this had become unfamiliar to people, and only a few lived a life of love. But they soon recognized Jesus as the promised Messiah, they recognized in him the Father. This love had kindled a small light in them, which subsequently was nourished by Jesus' teaching and made the darkness recede. And this doctrine was meant to be spread among the human race. For this reason he educated his disciples himself, sending them into the world with the instruction to proclaim him, his act of salvation and the gospel of love, because people should be shown the right path which leads to eternal life. However, Jesus would never have been able to accomplish this act of salvation had he not been full of love. But love achieves everything, no limits exist for love, nothing is impossible for it, nothing exists that love could not overcome. For as a human being it would have been impossible to survive such an extent of suffering and pain as was imposed upon him. But the strength of love helped him to be victorious. By virtue of love he endured the most bitter suffering and excruciating death on the cross, and only gave up his life when the act was accomplished. Only then was it possible for a person to release himself from the adversary who kept him in bondage as long as the guilt of sin had not been redeemed. Only after Jesus' crucifixion were people able to appeal for strength and reinforcement from Jesus Christ, in whom God himself, as the eternal love, had died. People are no longer at the mercy of God's adversary in his arbitrary use of power. They can detach themselves from him if they pray to Jesus for help and through a life of love acquire the strength to fulfill God's will. Consequently, it is most important in earthly life that the gospel is proclaimed to people, which removes the dense darkness from people and lets them find faith in Jesus Christ as Son of God and Redeemer of the world, and which will always grant the strength to complete the earthly path successfully. For love is strength. Without love a person remains weak and cannot reach his goal, on account of which he lives on earth. But neither can there be light on this earth without love, for it is the realm of God's adversary who spreads dense darkness with the aim of preventing the recognition of God, and not to lose his followers, but who can be recognized in the light as an enemy. Where love is preached, the faith in Jesus Christ can also be awakened, if only people are willing to live up to the commandments of love. And thus the laborers in the vineyard of the Lord shall diligently work and spread the word of God, which will always consist of the divine commandments of love. Because people must be informed of the fact that only love will gain them spiritual advancement. That only love will grant them the strength to improve themselves. And that love also bestows upon them the light which reveals extensive knowledge so that they will consciously travel their earthly path, conscious of their task and their goal, and do their utmost to strive for it. As soon as they acknowledge Jesus Christ, as soon as they know that God Himself has accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus Christ and then consciously hand themselves over to Him, they will also be released from their original sin and reach the goal on earth in the final union with their God and Father of eternity. Amen.